I'm feeling the love here in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, because I've got a very special person that has dared to grace the door here at the Chord Studios. That would be Brittany Bergeson from our great organization, Wishing Star. Hi, Brittany. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am doing absolutely awesome. Now, you and I had a chance to meet this past fall over at a mutual friend's house, and then we did a little check presentation for Wishing Star. Mike and Kathy went over at their place, and I've been very intrigued about what Wishing Star does. So, you guys do a lot of work with kids.
Lots of work. We're in Idaho and Eastern Washington, but here in Tri-Cities, we have a chapter, and we grant wishes to kids with life-threatening illnesses between the ages of 3 and 21. So, yeah, it's a great, great organization, and, you know, lots of sick kids out there that need some hope and, fun times in their life.
So let's talk about that for a second. I mean, what you guys do, I mean, you work with kids with life-threatening illnesses, because it's like 20 years ago, if a child got leukemia, it was terminal.
Right.
And now, not so much.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, some of the cancers, there's like a 80 to 90%, you know, chance that they'll live, but there's still that small chance that they won't. And, you know, those are the kids that we have to take care of.
Yeah, yeah. So these kids, you know, they're sick and they've gone through chemotherapy and treatment and they don't feel good. So it's your mission to give them a little bright spot.
Yeah, you know, people ask me sometimes, they're like, how do you volunteer, you know, for an organization like that? It must be really sad and hard, but it's not, because we're a part of such a fun time in their life. And yeah. I just had a family 2 weeks ago, I think, got back from Disneyland, and they said they haven't seen their son smile that much. They can't even remember the last time. I know, and that's exactly
makes you feel good right here, doesn't it?
Oh yeah,
that's cool. Well, here's what I've gotten word on is that you guys have a big fundraiser banquet. It is coming up September the 14th.
That's right,
September the 14th. It's a Friday night. You're at the Hanford House Red Lion.
Yep.
Going to do a big fancy dinner.
Oh yeah, this is our fourth year doing it. We have, you know, silent auction, live auction, and we actually have, I think, four wish families coming this year, and two of them are going to speak about their wishes that were granted and what it meant to them.
Cool.
So, you know, people really get to see where their donations are going. You know, these aren't just stories you read about in the paper on the internet. These are real families.
That's awesome. Okay, so tell us a little bit about the banquet. Starts 5:30?
5:30, we have a social hour till about 6:30. People can grab a drink, look at the silent auction items, and then 6:30 we get rolling, dinner served. We've got prime rib this year.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, and then, you know, we get into our wish family speeches, live auctions. We have a great auctioneer, Kurt Schaefer. He's been a big supporter of ours. So
yeah, Kurt's a great auctioneer. Now, what's the price per ticket?
Right now, it's $350 for a table of 8 people.
That's a pretty good deal.
Or $50 a ticket.
All right, so hang on a second here. If I buy the whole table of 8, I just saved myself $50, didn't I?
Exactly.
They're doing math. Yeah, that's scary. All right, so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to put a link up on our website at 1027kord.com so that people will be able to just go right to the link and go click. Now, if they want to, can they call you for tickets?
Oh, yeah, they can call me. My number's 509-378-9584. Right. And they can also go to wishingstar.org and purchase tickets by donating online. But yeah, probably best to go through your website and go from there.
I'll try to get the mechanics of the website to go bink right to that page so they can just go and buy their tickets.
Perfect.
Now, as far as the money raised from this banquet, does it all stay here in the area?
Yeah, the money stays right here in Tri-Cities and Yakima. You know, people would be surprised, actually, how many sick kids are around this area, you know, and in the last 20-something plus years that we've been here, we've granted over 150 wishes in the Tri-Cities and over 1,100 in the whole foundation. So,
wow, that's amazing. Okay, so let me ask you this. What is the coolest wish that you guys have granted to somebody?
One of my favorite wishes was to a little girl named Anicia. She was 3 years old at the time, and she wanted to meet Alice in Wonderland.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, one of the local parks in Pasco donated their facilities to us, and the Academy of Children's Theater donated some actresses, and they dressed up as Alice and the Mad Hatter, and we had cakes and presents, and she got to ride a pony and, you know, meet Alice and play with bunny rabbits, and it was just a really neat experience. Her parents, that was probably 2 years ago, her parents say she still talks about it.
That's awesome. So she's still with us.
Yes, she
Yay!
Is. She's in remission. So.
Very nice. Well, here's what we're going to do. Now, do they have to be 21 and over to come to the event, or can they bring the whole family?
Nope, whole family's welcome.
Awesome.
There will definitely be drinks for those that
sure.
want them.
Yeah, make sure you bring your ID with you, okay?
Yeah, we'll be IDing.